Hare Krishna. Now we are discussing point number 24th. How to obtain Sri Guru's mercy? Shishya will have to serve Gurudev in such a way that upon seeing Shishya's propensity for service, Gurudev's heart will be compelled to melt, because of which Gurudev will be bound to bestow his mercy upon that Shishya. To serve Guru in such a way that Guru's heart bound to melt. Just like I am giving one example to clear this point. When Krishna stolen butter from Mother Yashoda's house, as before Krishna used to steal here and there the neighbor's house, Mother Yashoda never trusts that Krishna is stealing butter. So every day so many complaints are coming. Mother Yashoda never imaginable also how Krishna being small boy can go and steal butter. So one day Mother Yashoda thought, maybe in my house butter is not sweet enough because I have so many servants, maid servants they are doing. So Mother Yashoda he gave vacation to all servants and milked the cows, make yogurt and churning yogurt. After that, you know about how Krishna, I have discussed as before, how Krishna with a pestle broke the vessel, and at last Yashodama caught him and want to bind him, but all as many as ropes she is arranging to bind Krishna, always two fingers too short. Mother Yashoda is thinking, oh, how I can show my face to my friends? It is ashamed for me. All her friends, gopis, are laughing and told, oh, Yashoda, don't bind him. There is no bind in his destiny. Don't do so. Yashoda, no, he is my son, took birth from my own womb. We must bind him today, tomorrow, year after year, must bind him. Now what happened for Yashoda? So if I not bind him, then it will be too ashamed for me. So in her mind, he told, oh, Narayan, his worshipping deity, I could not bind my son. When he surrendered to herself, the lotus feet of Narayan, what happened after that? Samatuhu sinna gatraya Vishrasta kavarasrajah Dishtuva parishramam krishna Kripya siddha bandhane. What happened? Mother Yashoda is doing hard labor. Her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers which she put on her hair are falling down from the hair. Seeing this, Yashodama's hard labor, and Krishna became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Mercifully came in bound. So in same way, we have to do such hard labor, the service of Srila Gurudev, then his heart bound to melt. I am giving one two example to clear this point. You know about Narottam Thakur, Srila Narottam Thakur. He was disciple of Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami had decided he will not accept any disciple. And Narottam Thakur, seeing his bhakti and renunciation, he decided in his mind, I must take initiation from Loknath Goswami only, nobody else. Although there are so many, but relationship between Guru and Shishya is eternal. So somehow that it must happen. So how many times Narottam Thakur approached? Always Loknath Goswami denied. Then Narottam Thakur, how to get his mercy? I must have to arrange some menial service for him. At that time, there is no toilet like nowadays in India and Western country. everybody use international toilet, means is to go for passing in the forest. So Nathan Thakur told, okay, I have to clean his toilet. He said to throw his stool, in which he is to go for passing stool. After his passing, he came out. Nathan Thakur is to throw his stool far away and is to sweep that area and keep some very soft earth, soft clay, dust, making dust, is to keep there to clean his hand after passing. Early in the morning, at dawn, he used to go. One day he thought, oh, why this dirt is so soft? There is no pebbles, nothing else. Why is it so soft like a powder? Because always he is immersed in service of Bhagavan. He never noticed. I noticed, oh, as before, there is so much thorn and this and that thing. So many dry leaves, small twigs of the tree, nothing else. Now completely clear, neat and clean. As before, after passing, the stool here and there, no stool also even here. How come? Who want to bind me? 2-3 days he noticed like this. After that, oh, must I have to discover what he is doing for me. So whenever he used to go for passing, Narottam Thakur used to hide close by and behind a bush. When he go out, then he used to come and throw his stool. He used to throw his stool and sweep the area. So after passing, after cleaning hand, when he is coming, after some distance, he was watching who is doing. And Narottam Thakur never noticed and don't know that Loknath Goswami is watching. Loknath Goswami saw from nearby, behind a bush, somebody came out, only saw his shadow, and he came and caught him red-handed. Who are you? What are you doing this? Why are you cleaning my stool? Narottam Thakur began to weep. I am your Narottam. I want to be recipient of your mercy, but you always deny me, so I want to render some service. So seeing this manual service, Loknath Goswami's heart became melt and he bound to bestow his mercy and give him initiation. Another example, recently it happened, you know about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He was a highly learned scholar and he was the topmost astrologer in his time in West Bengal. And for his honor, the Vice Chancellor of Calcutta University, he kept the chair of head of the Department of Astrology vacant forever when he was in this world. At first, he invited Saraswati Goswami Thakur to accept the post of head of the astrology. And Saraswati Goswami Thakur replied, I never come in this world to count the stars and the sands of the ocean, etc. I came to do Krishna bhajan and help others to do Krishna bhajan and denied. So at that time, who was the vice chancellor, he kept that post vacant for him. How long he was in this, Saraswati Thakur was in this world? Up to 31st of December. After that, he engaged Adar for that. He wanted to take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was blind and not any learned scholar, externally not learned scholar. So when he approached himself to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, his name was Bimalananda Saraswati, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj replied, oh, you are son of Srila Bhakti Thakur, who is very learned, you are learned too. I am not too qualified to give initiation. And Saraswati Thakur replied him, no, I want to take initiation only from you. Then he told, okay, I have to ask Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So again next day, oh, I forgot, I'll ask again. About at 1 week, few times he denied like this, make excuse that I have to ask. Then Saraswati Thakur did Chandrayan Vrata and Gograss Bhajan. Gogras bhojan means he will not accept anything by hand, like cow used to eat by mouth. He keep his foodstuff, his prasad on the floor and used to take by mouth without touching by hand. It's called Gogras. And Chandra Amrita means like Chandra, gradually increasing and decreasing. When moon is increasing, then he is to increase his foodstuff, like by 16 bite it will be complete for his stomach. Full moon day 16, then gradually decreasing, new moon day nothing, again increasing, 1 bite, 2 bite like this, and by mouth only, not touching by hand. So one day Srila Bhaktivinoda told to Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj, you have to kill this son, he is doing so. So knowing this, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj accept him as a disciple. So we have to serve Srila Gurudev such a way that he had bound to melt and bound to bestow his mercy. Hare Krishna.